My scripture reading is in Psalms 116, and I want to start at verse 12. What shall I render to the Lord for all his benefits toward me? I shall lift up the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I shall pay my vows to the Lord. Oh, may it be in the presence of all his people. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his godly ones. Oh, Lord, surely I am your servant. I am your servant, the son of your handmaid. You have loosed my bonds. To you I shall offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving and call upon the name of the Lord. I shall pay my vows to the Lord. Oh, may it be in the presence of all his people, in the courts of the Lord's house, in the midst of you, O Jerusalem. Praise the Lord. Bow with me in prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for these blessed words. Heavenly Father, of the praises for all of the things that you bring to us, all the blessings that you bless us with. And Heavenly Father, let us always give that praise and honor to you for all of these things. And Heavenly Father, we know we're not deserving, but Heavenly Father, we know you have a love and mercy for us that goes beyond our understanding. And Heavenly Father, we ask that you bless the rest of these thoughts and expressions and words. And Heavenly Father, help them to bless us as you would have. And in all these things, we give you praise and honor and glory. And in the name of your loving Son, Yeshua, we ask all these things. And amen. Let's go to my text and look at Psalms 116 and 19. In the courts of the Lord's house, in the midst of you, O Jerusalem, praise the Lord. And you know that should be one thing that we should find ourselves doing. As the psalmist says, as David says, I continually have a prayer to God in my heart and in my minds and at the very tips of my tongue. I will continually give praise to the Lord for all that he has done to me and done for me. And you know, we should be just like David in that regard. We should never be caught at any moment without the ability to think of God and all that he has done for us, and to let him know of our love for him and of our thanks to him, because he certainly brings those blessings to us, and he certainly is deserving of all of the praise and glory that we can give to him. This Psalms 116 begins with a list of the many reasons that the psalmist found it easy to love God. The psalmist closes this chapter 116 with the words, "Praise ye the Lord." Let's look at a King James Version, David, of that last verse of Psalms 116, if you can get it. Okay, is that the King James Version? Okay, well, it must be another version, so we'll skip that. But in the last words, which is, "Praise ye the Lord," the actual words there for that is hallelujah. Means interpreted is praise the Lord. Or we could say, when you examine that word, hallelujah means praise Yahweh, or praise God, as some people would want to cut it down to. But what it is remembering that our blessings and all that we have and know and see all comes from the Almighty, loving Creator, Heavenly Father. And we want to never forget that. And as we remember the reasons why we love the Lord, praise should rise up from our hearts and flow from our lips. And the world needs to hear words of praise concerning the God who can produce joy in their lives and the peace that passes understanding in their lives, that they are so longing for and so searching for, but yet so many come so short of finding this peace and joy and contentment. And not least important, looking for self-worth, self-satisfaction, and most likely never to be found except in their worship to God and their recognition of Him for all that He is and all that He does. And He can produce in their lives the joy and peace and harmony that they are so in need of and so looking for. The world goes on in spiritual darkness and disillusionment because we will experience God's grace and power only in recognition of Him. And the world and so many of us neglect to praise Him for His goodness and for His wonderful works, because we are so busy going about what we want to do and how we think we ought to live our lives in order to enjoy it, in order to receive joy and satisfaction, contentment. We think we can figure it out. We think we have the answer to how that can be accomplished. But most of it only is so temporary and longer lasting peace and joy and contentment and harmony and recognition of self-worth can only be obtained through our worship and recognition in Him. The psalmist lists some of the reasons why we should praise the Lord. And in that regard, we ask the question, some of the reasons why we should praise the Lord. What would yours be? The psalmist says in verse 1, He has heard my prayers. I love that the Lord should, let's look at verse 1 and 116. I love the Lord because He hears my voice and my supplications. He hears me when I speak to Him, when I decide to settle down from all the hustle and bustle of my life. And I speak to Him and go to Him and recognize Him and try to communicate with Him. He hears my voice. He is not just some object that we pray to. He's something that we communicate with, and He with us. He hears my voice. In verse 3, He has healed my body. Have you had things in your life yet that you will go to the Lord concerning some affliction, some problem in your body? Well, if you haven't had yet, you're going to. If you live, if He blesses you with a long enough life, there will come that point in time, I'm pretty sure. In verse 3, the cords of death encompassed me, and the terrors of Sheol, which is a type of saying death or hell, came upon me. I found distress and sorrow. Some of the reasons why we should praise the Lord. And also in verse 3, He has delivered me from trouble. Do you ever find yourself in a situation in which you don't really know how you got there, but you recognize that you shouldn't be there? God knows us and recognizes wherever we are at any moment in time. And He will, as a loving father would do, as David would do for his little son Asher, and you know He would do anything that there was to be done. Just imagine the Heavenly Father looking at you and me in exactly the same compassion and sympathy and love. And I guarantee you, if He's your father and you are His son or daughter, He is definitely going to hear your voice. He's going to heal your body. He's going to deliver you from whatever situation of trouble that you might be in. Let's look at verse 7. He deals with us bountifully. That means He will bring us success in whatever it is we're involved in. Have we asked Him for that? Have we realized that He will do that? He is the source of anything that we have need of. But we need to go to Him. We need to let Him know of our needs. Not that He's not going to provide the need even before we ask Him. Because the Bible lets us know that He does do that. Verse 7. Return to your rest, O my soul, for the Lord has dealt bountifully with you. I guarantee you, every verse that's in the Word of God that even has a hint of a promise of a blessing to anyone, I guarantee you, God will recognize that to you. If you will recognize that, He will. And go to Him in that regard. Let's look at verse 8. He has delivered my soul from death. For you have rescued my soul from death, my eyes from tears, my feet from stumbling. There is a verse in the Psalms that says that He will send His angels to be around you so that you won't even stub your toe. If that was coming your way, He will keep that from happening to you. Isn't that something? He has delivered my feet from falling. We should praise the Lord because we have experienced His grace. My message to you is, praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Christian privileges demand praise and thanksgiving. What we're speaking of? Prayer, Christian fellowship, the opportunities that we have to be of service or to serve God, service opportunities. They demand that we recognize that it all is part of our worship to God and comes from God, and we should praise Him and give Him recognition for it. What about family mercies? They call aloud for praise to God. Families can be blessed just beyond your imagination. God can bring all that families need. He can bring the success. He can bring protection. National blessings. How about that? Why were you not born in Iraq? Why were you not born in Pakistan, Afghanistan? I'd say that's a blessing of God to you and me, that we were born where we were, that we had the mom and dad and the families and the support that we had. I would say that that was definitely one of God's blessings to you and I. And I'd say that it's a national blessing that we were born in the United States of America, that we have freedom of speech and freedom of religion. We can go whatever church and read God's holy word and let it speak to us through His Holy Spirit, and are truly blessed that we have that freedom to read His word, and blessed of God that He sends His Holy Spirit to put His truth within our hearts and minds. National blessings put us under the obligation, if you want to word it like that, to praise the Lord. And to praise God is our duty to God. It's our duty to ourselves and to others. Let's look at Psalms 146, 1 and 2. Psalms 146, 1 and 2. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. I will praise the Lord while I live. I will sing praises to my God while I have my being. There's a bunch of hallelujahs there, isn't it? Praise Yahweh for all that He does to and for us. The psalmist describes how we can praise God. In verse 9 of that Psalms 116, I will walk before the land, the Lord, in the land of the living. Walk before the Lord. Be responsive to Him. Keep your ears in tune with Him. Keep your eyes on His Word. Keep your heart in that humble mode to receive what He has for us. In verse 13, I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. Right there. I shall lift up the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. The cup of salvation speaks to me that God wants us to recognize Him, give praise to Him, know that being saved is a gift from Him. to all that would open their hearts and minds to Him for it, the cup of salvation. And have you drunk of that cup? I will pay my vows unto the Lord. Have you promised something to God? If you'll do this, God, I will do this in my life. That's a vow. That's a promise that you make to God. And God is so freely full of promises to each one of us. Promises that we will find almost anywhere we open His Word. We'll find promises and blessings of God to those that will open their hearts and lives to Him and worship Him. And the psalmist says, I will pay my vows unto the Lord. I'll do what I tell the Lord, I will do. And really, if you want to make sure that you remember your vows and do your vows, if you make some to the Lord, you certainly want to do that. You don't want God to be the one that you go back on your promises to. I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving. Sometimes there are sacrifices that we don't exactly recognize on the surfaces as sacrifices. But this verse says that giving thanks to God itself can be a type of sacrifice to God. And that's something. It makes you think of the sacrifice of our time, our talents, our skills. They are sacrifices to God. The psalmist tells us not only how we can praise God, the psalmist tells us when to praise the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now. Let's look at verse 14. I shall pay my vows to the Lord. Oh, may it be in the presence of all His people. In other words, I will pay my vows to the Lord right now. And I hope that His people are there in His courts when I do it. You know, it's easy for us to praise God in seasons of prosperity and in periods of successes. It's easy to give thanks to God. And it sometimes, especially for Christian people, it just comes into your mind naturally. When you're having success, when you're having, for most people, these brief periods of prosperity, it just pops into your mind naturally. Easy. But we also should remember that we should praise Him in days of distress. Days of discouragement and days of adversity. We should also go to Him and thank Him that He allowed us to rise in the morning and breathe that breath of life, that without we would no longer be in the land of the living. But it's God that gives us the strength to take that breath. And it's God that sustains us in all of our days and in everything that comes our way. The trusting heart will find many things to praise the Lord for. when death knocks at the door. It's a little bit hard to think of death when you're young, and you really don't. When you get older, you're going to find it comes your way into your memories and your thoughts very much more often, because it's very, you're a lot closer. It's natural. But we need to know that God is there, just as real, just as quick, just as available. When we're elderly and close to death, as when we are very young, God is available at all times for us. The Psalms tells us not only how we praise God, the reasons that we should praise God, when we praise the Lord, but it tells us where to praise the Lord. And in verse 19 is one of those. In the courts of the Lord's house, in the midst of you, O Jerusalem, praise the Lord. In the courts of the Lord's house, right here, in the house that we have to come and praise the Lord and worship together. Try to be of help to each other. And also to praise and worship God in His holy city, Jerusalem, and throughout the whole world. What about the results of praising the Lord? The effects of praising the Lord. Praising the Lord promotes the growth of God's kingdom. It's part of His plan. It's part of His plan to bring you into this world. It's why you're sitting here today. One of the reasons. God wants you as His son or daughter. He wants you to use whatever skills it is that He has blessed you with. He wants you to be of service to Him. Praising the Lord, each one of us, when we do it, how we do it, with what we do it, promotes His kingdom. And praising the Lord lessens the suffering of men. How? By letting them know of God's love for them. By letting them know of the better way to live their life. By letting them know that God has rules that He wants His people to live by. Because, as a loving Father, He wants you to live a better life, have a better life. And it will lessen your suffering and the suffering of anybody that you help bring to Him. It will lessen their suffering. Praising the Lord will create a deeper love for God and others. And that's what Jesus Christ verified. That two of the greatest commandments was love God with all your heart and mind and soul, and love your neighbor as yourself. And on these hang all of God's law. And this is what is behind our pulpit today. The royal law of God, including His one that says, remember. And that is part of loving God, recognizing Him, recognizing that He is the one that makes the rules and the commands for us, for our good. And part of that was that we follow His example in resting each and every seventh day of each and every week that comes our way. He knew that's what we needed. He knew that our life would be better by having that one period of time that we would be somewhat more open, more free to allow our thoughts to go to Him. And to encourage this communication between ourselves and Him. He wants the communication. And I know that He demands the communication. But He does it from a loving standpoint. He does it with love. But He wants to communicate with us. We will have a deeper love for God and a deeper love for our fellow man as we stay in harmony with Him. And we send our praises to heaven, to Him. Praising the Lord will also strengthen our faith. Every time we hear testimonies of others and their praises to Him for what He has brought their way and done for them, and then our testimonies to Him for what He's done for us, we strengthen others by our testimonies. They strengthen us by their testimonies. It all strengthens our faith. And praising the Lord pleases God. The effects of praising the Lord. In conclusion, we should know that we need to express our real love for God. You know, we don't need to go into a seclusive shell in living our life and in expressing our feelings and our love for God. We need to express that real love that we have for God. And you can be a real blessing to your friends and to your family if you will give expression to your gratitude for the blessings that God brings your way. Christian witnessing is verbalizing the gratitude of your own heart with a view to persuading others to receive Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. And we would say, may God send His Holy Spirit to a much greater way. Send it into our hearts and into our minds to such a degree that it would help keep our thoughts and our expressions, our conversations, help keep it where it needs to be in our praise to the Lord. And may God continually praise you and ever keep you on that path that leads to Him. Right now, I'd like to ask that if you all would stand and we will say our blessing to the Lord and our blessing to each other. So let's read this together. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance on you and give you peace. Amen.